Good morning. If you are visiting, you're in the same boat that all of those who are not visiting are in. We're doing something quite a bit different today in our order of worship. And so if you have a bulletin there, you can see right here, we're going to sing some songs. I'm going to speak in between some of the songs, and you're going to be ready for that. Do you think I need that or you need it? Can I just point to you? Then we'll go at it that way. So if you'll kind of check it out here, we sang Shout Hallelujah. I'm going to talk a little bit about Psalm 100. And so I was so wanting everybody to have a Bible, and knowing my own people that that's probably not the case, then we put Psalm 100 on the back of the handout. So turn it over and you can see it up at the top. So we're going to talk about Psalm 100 a minute. But we're also going to talk about the words that are in the psalm. And two of them we already did in this song we just sang. One is shout, and the other is hallelujah. And I want us to think about the word shout. Everybody, we're going to look at Bob here. You know, sometimes handouts are just the most annoying thing, right? Because you give them out, and then, everybody's quit listening to you for about 10 more minutes while they're looking at the handout. So here's what I want you to do. We're going to think about the word shout first, and we're going to talk about it in a minute. So just right off the bat, let's everybody do shout. You know, we sing the word shout as if we're going to shout the word hallelujah, right? Didn't that what we just sang, like shout hallelujah? Wasn't that the words in the song? And so we're sort of telling each other, singing to each other, to shout hallelujah. But we really haven't shouted hallelujah yet today, have we? Now, today, there's going to be several places where we're going to be out of our comfort zone. And I just have to mention being out of your comfort zone for a second. And we're going to do a little bit of moving right now because this is awkward. So, like, here's Kimberly sitting here by herself, and there's nothing wrong with Kimberly. I don't want to say that Kimberly is normal, but that'd be stretching it. But she doesn't deserve to be, you know, excommunicated from the rest of the church. I know you didn't feel bad. Kimberly felt great. She's sitting in her own chair, but hey, let me tell you, we're going to be weird all day, because here's what we're going to do next, okay? We're going to actually shout hallelujah, all right? Right now, okay? Now, so I'm going to do it first. So for this moment, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Watch me here, Mike. I'm going to do it like this, okay? I'm going to do it first. Don't do it. Let me do it first, kind of show you. Not that you don't know how to shout. But we're in church, and so maybe you don't know how to shout in church. So I'm going to do it, and then I'm going to give a signal, kind of like when we do it too, with my hand. But right now, you're just watching, observing. So it's going to be, hallelujah! Okay, so now we're going to do it all together. Shout.
Hallelujah!
All right, you're not bad. That's just the warm-up. Now, I got to say this too before I get into Psalm 100 and the words. Sometimes people are different and yet still good, right? There's just not one way to always be doing things. And one is to be expressing yourself in worship, because today is being about expressing yourself in worship, in singing, in coming into the sanctuary, into the whatever we call this place together and worshiping. Last week, we talked about how in Amos, you know, Amos, he's saying God doesn't like our songs. He doesn't like them because they're not changing our lives. But on the other hand, he does like it when we come and we sing to him and we worship with joy. And so we're going to do that. But sometimes everybody's not going to be able to do it exactly the same. And that's okay. My mother is very different than I am. I call this salsa and ice cream, okay? Salsa is different than ice cream, correct?
Yes.
But both good. Okay, so mom is going to stand and sing with all of her heart, and the only thing that's going to move is her lips. Okay? Bob, on the other end, salsa, she's ice cream. Even if I'm supposed to be still, I'm having a hard time. I'm going to be doing this. Okay? And if I was in a different kind of place than us, I'd probably be doing this. And so we're going to do some of these things today that may be a little bit different. And we're doing it for a particular reason. And so I'm going to talk about a couple of words in Psalm 100. But first, on the back, read it. I'm going to read it first. I'm going to read just these two verses. So shout, and actually it said should say for joy, but Bob didn't do it in the PowerPoint. It says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth, worship Him with gladness, come before Him with joyful songs. All right, some things really important here about these words. So look down at the bottom now of your handout and go to the next slide there. Ruah, I want everybody to say, these are Hebrew words that the Old Testament was written in. Translated into English, so down at the bottom of your back of your handout, it says, Ruah for joy to Yahweh, all the earth. Okay, I want you to stop there. Ruah is the word shout. Shout. So everybody shout. Again, I want you to shout the word shout. Shout. Not bad. Pretty good. Okay, it says shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Now that's going to be important in a minute. All the earth. Okay, ruah, the word that's translated into English, shout, is a battle cry. I want you to think of a scene in a movie. I'm thinking of Braveheart. Okay? That's what Sarah was thinking. Braveheart. You could be thinking of Gladiator. Yeah, you know, maybe that. Or what? But you're thinking of these soldiers and they're getting ready to go to war. And they're going to start this shouting. And part of it is to ramp up their enthusiasm. And part of it is to put the fear into their enemy. But this is a battle cry. And so we're coming into the temple of the Lord shouting a battle cry. Because you know what? A lot of times as we're worshiping, we are going to war. Because there is an enemy that we're fighting, and one of the ways we fight is by singing praises to God, shouting this battle cry. It's more than that, though. It is this continuous shout. It's kind of like a standing ovation. Okay, and so the standing ovation, maybe some of you have been to a concert where they've had a curtain call, or perhaps where and they keep shouting, you keep clapping until what happens? They come back and sing one more song. And, you know, some of them have saved a song, right? I always wonder if they've saved that song and they don't have a... anyway, never mind. But that's what this is like. It's this loud, continuous shout. And so when we're going to sing a few songs in just a minute that have this word shout, I want you to think of this idea. It's not ice cream. It's salsa. We're going to shout. But the next word, though, is the word todah. And my pronunciation, you know, I'm from Texas, so... Hebrews language, you know, I'm not Jewish, from Texas. I wonder Jews from Texas, though. They probably have say it wrong, too. I don't know. But the word is todah, the Lord, with gladness. Todah means an extension of the hand. We're going to talk about, it has a sister word in a minute, yada, but todah is an extension of the hand. Just raise your hand. It's kind of, yeah. I didn't actually mean that, but you're with me. Good, you're doing it great. It's an extension of the hand in adoration, like you're good. Yeah. Like this is good. I admire, I adore, you are good. Or it's also this, I agree with you. It's like saying the thing that you're saying, the thing that we're saying together is true. Kind of like if you're going to court and you have to be sworn in. You put your hand on the Bible and you do what? You do something else with your hand. You raise your right hand. Can you imagine this? Have any of y'all ever testified in court? We had to do that? Yeah, I have to raise your hand, and you say, and why are you raising your hand? What has that got to do with it? Well, if you're Hebrewish, you're Jewish speaking Hebrew, todah, it's like I am confessing. I'm saying that the things that come out of me next are true. The things that are coming out of my mouth, my hand is symbolizing that I believe they're true. So here we go. We're going to stand up and sing a couple songs here, and we're going to shout. There's going to be one point in the first song that it's going to say, let us shout aloud, and then there's sort of a pause, to the rock of our salvation. We're going to all say, I'm going to stand here and go this, and we're going to say yes. Shout aloud, yes. We're going to shout. Okay, here we go. Michelle, I'm going to have you come back to some of the lyrics here after we do this next slide. And the next slide is going to be something like this. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. The word we're going to talk about for just a moment is this word, know. And it's the word, yada. Okay, next slide. And so, yada, that the Lord is God. Okay, yada. Okay, the next slide is, yada is to know. Now, some of you Seinfeld fans would recognize this word. Yada, yada, yada. Yeah, I know. Well, yada is not just the word like I know something because I read it in a book. Yada is something, is like I know it because I have experienced it. I know it because I have experienced it. I know that the Lord is God. Go back to the slide, back one. I know that the Lord, meaning Yahweh, is God. I know that my God is the one, and He's the one who made me. He made everything. And so I worship, I praise Him because I know, I've experienced His greatness. One of the things, go back to the song, the lyrics of Shout to the Lord. I sing for joy at the work of your hands. Why? Because I know what you've done. I look at my body. It is wonderfully made, the psalmist says. I look at the greatness of creation. It is awesome. And just a few minutes ago, we were singing this song, and in the lyrics here, I sing for joy. Joy. Sometimes we are pretty joyful over a lot of things. For instance, Friday night, the Yankees came back and beat the Red Sox from behind. And I was excited. I'll talk about comebacks in a minute. But also, sometimes what gives us joy? Well, you know, a good meal, right? You sit down at a good meal feeling good. Or a promotion or a new job. Or even better, the best of all, right? This is going to resonate with some more than others. But when your grandchild is born, bam! Right? Just okay. It's awesome. But what about joy for the Lord? Way above all of those joys, I come into this place and I want to tell you by singing this song. So the psalmist says, I'm giving you instructions about how to do this. I want you to shout for joy. I want you to shout because I need you to remind me that my greatest joy is that I know the Lord is God. I know it. I've experienced the Lord is God, and I have joy. Now, here's the thing about us as a body, as the body of Christ. Every day when you come into worship, you're not always feeling that. Sometimes things have happened in your life that have knocked you down, and you're not feeling joyful. This is another element of worship that's very important. And we don't often spend much time in it. So next week, Jeremy's going to preach about this one thing, lament. There is a time for us to look around the room and know that somebody is hurting. Somebody needs an arm of comfort. But at that same moment, we celebrate that our God is saving us. He's rescuing us. He's healing us. And He is the one who made us. And so in that way, we are instructed here to have joy. We're going to lament also, but we're going to have joy and we're going to shout for joy. Now, you guys didn't really get it, and it's my bad. I didn't give correct enough instructions. But there's moments in this last song we sang, Shout to the Lord, where we all should have done this. Yeah, I know. Like I said, my bad. Because what are we doing? Again, the instructions, Yod Torah. I am going to raise my hand because I believe our God is an awesome God. Do you believe our God is an awesome God? Then why? Oh, okay, in that moment, now, Steve, you can't do it. You got hands on the guitar, okay? And mom wouldn't have done it. And so if it's, it doesn't mean you're not worshiping if you don't do it. You know, you got fear hand syndrome, you know? That's why God made pockets, right? For men to put their hands in. I don't want to do that. It's kind of embarrassing. But we're going to raise something you agree. I think this is good. I think this is great. I'm just going to raise my hand. Now, we're moving on to the next one. Yada is to know that our God is God. So we're going to keep going, though, because the next part of the scripture, if you'll see, if you enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. And the words, the Hebrew words here are, the next slide, is to enter his gates with yada and his courts with halal. Now, yada, you might have heard that before, like it means also no, but it's like Sarah right over here, who spells her name how?
The biblical way, with an H.
And Sarah's over here, no H. So we've got the same with yada. Yada with a H, yada with no H. So yada with no H means to know, to experience. I know it like I know because I've experienced it. Yada with an H is odd. It is a weird etymology. You know the etymology of a word? Yeah. She's odd too. Okay, not to Sarah's. But the etymology is, it means thanksgiving. It means to give thanks. But really the root of the word has to do with this really odd kind of behavior that they had, and they called it throwing the hand. Okay, it's to throw your hand. It's like you have something in your hand, like a rock or a ball, and you throw, okay? You throw it, and what it means is thankfulness. I'm thankful. So I want you to imagine this. How does this happen? I am so thankful. Something just happened, and I'm not just raising my hand. I'm throwing my hand. Can you do this? Okay, I want us all to practice. First, let's say yada. Now let's throw our hand. Let's do it. Let's do it. Have you ever seen that ever before, something like that? Not in church probably, but maybe at a concert. Oh, right, at a concert. Like maybe there's something and you're excited about it and you're having some kind of thankful. And okay, here's the next word going with it. It's halal. And you know, sometimes I put two L's in halal and sometimes I put one. So however you want to do it. But halal is like this. It is to be clear, but mainly to praise, to shine, to boast, to show, to rave, to celebrate, and to be clamorously foolish. I want to think, I'll tell you somebody like this. This is how Beth Mullins is when she's talking about her grandchildren. Right? Am I right about that? Or maybe if you've seen it, it's like this. Some of you, if you know baseball, you know this. It's a walk-off home run. You know, a walk-off home run happens in the last half of the last inning, and it wins the game. And what happens, someone hits it in the stands, and they go around, and then at home plate, something happens. What's going on? These are like adults. These are like adult men. These are not like crazy on-drug kids at a concert. Not that you have to be on drugs to go to a concert, but it's not like that. These are grown men. And what are they doing? Okay, we're going to do that. Okay, let's see. Okay, grown men won't do this in this setting, so I'm going to have to ask you guys to do it. So everybody, put your thing down. Put your thing down. I'm going to show you. Come on, everybody stand up. All of y'all stand up. Come on, Georgia, you too. All right, here it is. You and my team, y'all stand right over there. Stand right over there. Okay, and here's me. I'm at bat, right? Boom. Y'all watching me. You're watching me. Now, I hit a home run, and we win. And all of y'all right now, as soon as it goes in the stands, y'all do that. Do it. Right, you're excited. Now then, you're moving out towards home plate, which is right in the front. Moving out towards it. I'm circling the bases. Right? Am I right, Steve? This is the way it goes. Art, the Cubs do this. Okay, whoa. Now, you're good. Now, when I get to home plate, I'm going to jump at it, and I'm going to throw my hat up. And then y'all are going to start jumping kind of on me like. Okay, ready? Yeah. Ready? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, kind of like that. Y'all go sit down.
Clamorously foolish.
Clamorously foolish. Okay, so I'm speaking in chapel one day, and my four-year-old granddaughter Avery, now she's 20, was sitting with her other grandfather, who was at the time the head football coach. I was the guy in charge of chapel. And she was watching me speak. And at the end of the talk, I was getting ready to say, "You're now all dismissed." And she breaks away from her grandfather and starts running toward the stage with both arms up. Pop! 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 Just clamorously foolish. And everyone loved it. David, in 2 Samuel chapter 6, he gets the ark, and he's coming back, and he's got the Ark of the Covenant, and it says he was so excited, it says he was leaping and dancing in worship. He was leaping and dancing. Now, I'm not going to go into the clothing part. But he was leaping and dancing. He was clamoring because he didn't care. He was so excited. What is it about loving God and God loving us that can excite us that much? Here's what I think. It's the greatest come-from-behind victory of all time. So the words of the next song, put the slide up for the words of the next song we're going to sing. The song's forever, and Michelle has sung this song for us the last two Easters. We're going to sing it today, and when we get to the chorus, everybody's going to stand up and sing together. She's going to start out with the first two verses, but here's the setting of this song, and it's the setting for us coming to worship today. The moon and stars, they wept. The morning sun was dead. The Savior of the world was fallen. Jesus was dead and in the tomb. This song begins with Jesus dead in the tomb. It ends with Jesus being raised from the dead. And the chorus, the bridge goes, "We sing hallelujah." Now, hallelujah is the beginning of halal, which means what?
Praise.
Clamorous. Let's go with clamorously foolish. Okay? It's the home plate walk-off home run. You talk about a walk-off home run, baby. This was it. The resurrection. We're coming from behind. And Jesus is raised from the dead. And so here we are, clamorously foolish. Hallelujah. Yah is a abbreviated form of Yahweh. So what the word hallelujah means is praise, celebrate, rave. Do a Beth Mullins grandmother about Yahweh. Praise God. Praise the Lord. That's what hallelujah means. Be clamorously foolish in praising Yahweh. Hallelujah. That's what it is. And so there'll be this chorus, this bridge. And when this bridge comes, and when it talks about coming out of the grave, this song starts out kind of slow. And then it ends up kind of not so slow, not so powerful. And we need to see some throwing hands, some clamorously foolish. And for sure, I agree with that. I agree with this. This is what I believe. I believe this is true. Okay? and maybe even a little bit of shouting. So let's sing. We'll begin with Michelle, is going to lead us into it, and then we're going to all bust into it, okay? Amen. You know, the thing is about the song Forever, you know, I always wonder about this. When you're eating a piece of pie, I want to save the best bite for last. You know, because it always runs out. And then, you know, that's not how it's going to be with God. Forever, forever. He loves me forever. He is alive forever. We're going to live forever. Now, some of us have experienced this recently where people we love have moved on to be with Jesus. We're going there soon because this joy is not temporary. I don't have to save the last bite, the best bite for last. It's going to last forever. I'm on my way. Forever, He's lifted high. Forever. Now, I noticed some throwing hands. That's good. We're not really good at it, but you know, maybe we'll practice. Maybe not. Maybe not. But there's another word I want to get to. And you'll notice on the next slide, it is, in English, it's to give thanks and to praise His name. Now, hang on. The word give thanks here is the same yada. There are several ways that Hebrew became English and came thanks or thanksgiving. But yada is used twice here. Once in that first place, enter His gates with thanksgiving, and then this give thanks, and it says, Barak, His name. Barak means to kneel or bow. Go to the next slide. As an act of adoration, it implies this continual consciousness and acknowledgement of God, that God is great, and I'm going to have a posture. Even if I'm standing straight up, I'm going to have a posture of kneeling or bowing. Next slide. Barak implies an attitude of expectancy. I'll get back to that in just a second. It's a worshipful attitude expecting to receive, but it's not begging. You're not on your knees begging. There are times we do beg God. That's one of the prayer words that's translated prayer from Greek is about, it means beg. But that's not what this is. It's not begging, but instead it's yielded, expecting to receive. It's praise, salute, it's thanks, and it's often translated bless. So in a minute we're going to sing the song, Bless the Lord, O My Soul, 10,000 Reasons. But I want you to think about the idea of blessing the Lord. It's odd. I think it's odd. How do I bless someone who has everything? He's the one who blesses. How do I bless the Lord? I mean, what can I give Him? And blessing is usually put in the context of the lesser person is being blessed by the greater. Okay? I'm receiving a blessing from my Father. I'm receiving a blessing from I'm receiving a blessing, but now this is like I'm going to give a blessing. And there's several places in Psalms and in the rest of the Old Testament where that term is used this way, where human beings are going to bless the Lord. So I want to look at it like this. Have you ever shopped for a person who has everything they want? They're hard. Is that right? Is that all right? That's how my dad is, because dad is also this way. Mark, put a mark on the list here, Alan. Dad not only has almost everything he wants, but if he does want something, he doesn't wait to go get it. Hit right now. Let's go right now. And so he has a lot of junk that once he gets it home, he gives it away because he decided, I really didn't want that. Oh, I didn't know it was going to do that, you know, that kind of thing. But you can't buy him any. What do you get dad for Christmas or for his birthday? What do you get dad for? Sally?
I'll let Becky give it.
Yeah. We don't know. And she gives him gifts. And a lot of dad's gifts he receives, because he's already got one of them, he graciously accepts it, but, you know, he already had one of those. But here's the way it is, I think, with God. What do you give the one who has everything? You give yourself. You give yourself. That's what you give. And that's what my dad wants. He'd rather have time with me than anything I could give him. He wants me. And this is what God wants. He wants you. And this kneeling, you kneel to do. And this is what you are surrendering. You're taking a knee. We're going to sing the song, Bless the Lord, O My Soul. We're going to sing 10,000 Reasons. There are so many reasons to worship God, so many things He has done. And so the psalm continues into the last verse. And I'll often think this has six verses, but only five. So it says we're going to give thanks and praise His name. It's really bless or Barak His name. And the last verse, for the Lord is good, and His love endures forever, and His faithfulness continues through all generations. Here's God. We praise God because He's good. He loves us, and He's faithful. He keeps His promises. So many times it doesn't seem like it. I've got to tell you, the last year of my life, from August 2nd to today, has been honestly the hardest year of my life. I've had more challenges physically, emotionally, in relationships, financially, in every way. It's been the hardest year of my life. And one of the things that is problematic for me is for currently right now, I'm 64 years old, and I live with my parents. And I got to tell you, that sucks. It's just not good, you know. You have an ego that is about this smushed. And so how do I live that? Here's how. I am so thankful that God put me in a family where my mom and dad would take me and I could live with joy with them. It is this idea that I'm going to enter His gates with thanksgiving, with an attitude of thankfulness. Look, I mean, there's so many reasons I have to be thankful. One is you. I lost a job. I was let go from a place that I had worked 40 years. I would have never come like I have come to you if that had not happened. I am thankful. I enter His gates with thanksgiving in my heart. And I want to praise Him because He's good and His love endures forever and His promises are faithful. He's faithful. And so as we sing these next songs and we're headed to communion, well, I want you to think about the reasons we praise Him. He's good. He's always good. Even in hard times, He's good. That doesn't discount the pain. We're not trying to discount the pain or the sadness. We have all experienced great loss in this last year. In this family right here, we have experienced great loss. But our God is faithful, and He is good. And because of that, we praise Him. And when we get to the last verse of this song, it just knocks me down, you know. Because on that day, there's going to be a moment where we're all going home, and all the wrongs are going to be made right. In the meantime, I'm going to work as hard as I can to make wrongs right. I'm fighting for justice every day. But there's going to be a day when He comes back. And I'm singing about that day. And in the meantime, I'm going to fall down and worship Him because He is great. So as we begin this song, if you feel comfortable, I'd like for you to kneel as we begin and go through the whole first verse as we sing this song. Go ahead. It's bless the Lord. And then when you come from either you're sitting, and you know, like I said, mom's going to be ice cream, I'm going to be salsa, so I might end up face down on the floor instead of just kneeling. I'm not sure. But we're going to kneel. And this kneel is a submissive kneel. It's to say that, God, I know you have everything. And so I'm going to bless the Lord? Are you kidding me? What do I have to give him? Myself. And I'm going to show that mostly by the way I live my life when I leave the place. But I'm going to show it in this sanctuary today by kneeling. So if you feel comfortable, kneel, we'll go ahead and begin this song.
Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all your lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations.
Amen. We're going to do something else right here at the last time we use this mic. And there is a word that I didn't talk about in the psalm. If you got your sheet there handy. I want to do it, and I mentioned it to a few people, and they said, yeah, you ought to do that. I said, I don't know if we have time, but we're going to make it happen anyway, and it's going to help us also celebrate not only God, but also one of God's special messengers that he sent us this summer, Georgie. Yeah. Would we all say that God sent us a special messenger, which would be, you know, also angel? Sometimes not that angelic, but nevertheless. So there's this other word. And so the verse goes, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth, right? You're with me?
Yeah.
Worship the Lord with gladness and come before him with joyful songs. Okay, it's this term, joyful songs. It's ranan. Say ranan.
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 Ranan. Okay, not bad. So I've said it several times, I read Jesus Calling, Sarah Young, daily devotional book. And several verses are like I call her favorites. She has her A-team, B-team, and then all others. And one is the B-team where it's several times it's Psalm 89, verse 15. And it says in there, this odd phrase kept bothering me. What does this mean? It says, blessed are those who have learned to acclaim him. What does that mean? So I looked it up, being the kind of nerd that I am. I looked it up in all my little Hebrew word books, and nothing's just as great as a Saturday afternoon with Hebrew words. So it doesn't say that in any other version. So here's what it says in other versions, okay? It says in the King James Version and in the American Standard Version and Revised Standard Version, it says, make a joyful sound. So it's a joyful sound, okay? In the Common English Bible, it's a celebratory shout, okay? In the Message, it's the passwords of praise. Blessed are those who have learned the passwords of praise. One is, in the English Standard Version, it's the festal shout. What it is it is a stinking cheer. Yes, it is a shout. It is a celebratory booyah. Okay, so here's the one we're going to do, and we're going to do it. I like the head. This makes me feel cool when I'm holding a mic in my hand. We're going to do this for Jesus and the angel he sent to us, Georgie, okay? And it's going to be, this is it. And you guys are going to think, this is church? What is Bob doing? Okay, we're going to do this call thing. I'm calling it, who rocks the house? Okay? I'm going to say who, and it's a cheer, babe. It's a chant. It's a like you're gone to, it's not 2 bits, 4 bits, 6 bits a dollar, but it's real close to that, right? Okay, I'm going to say who rocks the house, and you're going to say back to me, my Jesus rocks the house. And I'm going to say who rocks the house, and you're going to say back to me, my Jesus rocks the house. And then I'm going to say, who rocks the house? You're going to say, my Jesus rocks the house. And I'm going to say, he rocks it one time. Oh, he rocks it two times. Oh, he rocks it three times. He rocks it all the way down. Then we're going to say, who rocks the house? And you're going to say, Georgie rocks the house. Okay? Are you with me? And we're going to go back, and then we're going to go, he rocks it all the way down. Okay? So here we go. Georgie, you have to come stand with me. Yeah. And everybody else has to stand up because you can't do this otherwise. No. They're coming up in a minute. Okay. We got layers of this blessing. You know? This is not just it. You know, we couldn't put all our eggs in just the who rocks the house basket. So here we go. Ready? I said, who rocks the house?
My Jesus rocks the house.
I said, who rocks the house?
My Jesus rocks the house.
I said, who rocks the house?
My Jesus rocks the house.
He rocks it one time.
Oh.
He rocks it two times.
Oh.
He rocks it three times.
Oh.
He rocks it all the way down. I said, who rocks the house?
My Jesus rocks the house.
I said, who rocks the house?
Georgie rocks the house.
I said, who rocks the house?
Georgie rocks the house.
Yeah, she rocks it one time. She rocks it two times. She rocks it three times. She rocks it all the way down. Amen. We're going to all come forward, not just the teens. You guys come around. Jeremy's going to lead us in a prayer. It'll be our closing prayer and prayer of blessing for Georgie. I'm saying everybody come if you can, and Jeremy lead us in prayer, and that'll be our dismissal time.